We're going to start the next round of questions. I'm going to actually hold on to the audience question for a bit. I want to start getting into some infrastructure and stuff, and especially with the streets. And Rebecca, this question will start with you. How, as a city council member, do you work? I mean, what is your plan as a city council member to address streets, the condition of the streets? Obviously, everybody would love to have concrete streets on every road in town. That's probably not possible, but what is your plan to improve them and to give people better streets to drive on here in Fort Madison?
Well, I think in some ways we've already answered that question, because at the end of the day, the council's job is not to micromanage the street department. It's not to tell the street department exactly what to do. It's to set performance standards for the city manager to ensure that he is making sure that those department heads are doing what they're supposed to be doing. When we have too many people micromanaging departments, we end up with not a positive result. So how, as a council, we can benefit the streets of the city of Fort Madison is to come up with the revenue that it needs in order to pave the streets or do the necessary infrastructure. So our job is to come up with the revenue and make those decisions and prioritize that plan. It's not to micromanage the city street department, but hopefully we can get the revenue that we need to finish the projects that we have already started. They're doing a great job with the money that they have.
And I'm going to follow up with you, but I'm going to add this to the question for everybody since you're the first one. Should that be looking into some sort of a bond so that you can do more streets at one time, or should it be the practice of using what the city sets aside each year to do it instead of trying to borrow and do more streets at once?
I think everybody there's two camps on that. There's some people who like the idea of bonds because it's money up front, let's get it done. But on the other side of it, again, that's still a liability on our sheet. So it's another way to owe money in the future. So I would really have to look at the numbers and see how that pans out for 10, 20, 30 years in order to make that type of decision.
Chris, the question, I'll kind of combine them both for everyone else too. Street plan, how do you go about improving the city's streets, especially given the financial times? Should the city look at some sort of a bond issue to do more streets at once? Should it kind of do the what we can afford each year is what we're going to do approach?
That's actually a dangerous question, because of the financial disarray that the city is in currently. I don't feel we need to be taking any more bonds, because we've got a few bonds out there that if the projects don't get started and don't get completed, the city's going to owe back, and those are going to be catastrophic bonds that can cripple the city. So no, we need to stop looking at just, okay, we're going to get a bond to do this set of streets. We need to look at the positive revenue that's there, and if we can afford to. Okay, let's do if we can afford to do 16 blocks, okay, what's the worst street? Well, we need to focus on our main drag. All right, we want to bring businesses in here. We want to make the town beautification, more susceptible to tourists. Well, we need to focus on the main drag first and then start on the outlying streets. Being a history person and a history buff and part of both historical societies, the price tag can be up there a little bit for the historic district because, we have cobblestones that are still there on the historic district that I would love to keep there. But we need to, at the end of the day, look at the cost. If the money's not there, we don't need to do it right now.
Jerry, do you need the question?
No. So, I think this falls back to that old analogy about the cake. It's a giant cake in front of us, and we're not going to be able to just eat it all up. So, you need to do it a slice at a time. And I believe that the current council is doing everything they can on streets, and I don't believe a lot of people believe that. And the reason I don't think that a lot of people believe that is there's not enough communication from the council to the citizens saying, look, this is our issues with money. This is the issues we've been having with our contractors. This is what we're doing. I mean, I can see by watching these guys every single time they meet at the city council meeting that they're doing what they can do as city councilmen. And to like what Rebecca said, it's not their job to fix the streets. It's that's micromanaging. It's the streets department, to make sure that they are doing, they're doing their follow through. I understand all of that, but I 100% believe that they're doing whatever they can be doing. as far as bonds goes, you know, I'm going to have to agree with him on that also. The city's tired of it. They're not going to take it anymore. You know, people are sick and tired of being taxed and bonds, and, you know, enough's enough. We got to, you know, they got to learn how to spend the money that they have. And if that means, you know, one piece of the cake at a time, then that's the way it's got to be, you know. But, you know, we can't be going into budget overruns and loans and higher taxes. And that's it.
Tyler, do you need the question?
Yeah, go ahead. Run away.
When it comes to streets, how do you – what plan do you have to improve streets? Do you consider – a bond issue so you can do more streets at once? Do you kind of do the approach of we do what we do as we can afford it? So
I'm going to have to start writing down these questions. I think you reworded that one.
You did.
You know, I do believe that the current council and the current city director is the roads director, and I think he's doing all he can right now. And I think they actually stay pretty busy during the season that they can repair the roads. You got to worry about the elements a lot when you're out there doing pavement and sidewalks and all that stuff. So I think that they're doing a good job. And for as far as doing bonds of that sort, I don't think we need it because, like I said, we're already working at max capacity on staying busy. These guys aren't standing around during the time. So, yeah, that's all I got.
Kevin, you're the final one for this question.
Sure. Definitely keep up with the streets. Those guys are out there, you know, working the streets all the time. I've asked to rate the streets and give us some priorities, you know. Does this one need to be done this year yet? Is there a grant we can get for it? You know, we may get a grant, but we can't use that grant for another year, you know, on the next, you know, on the next season or so. So let's rate the streets, get them done, such as this street right down there, 20th Avenue E. I was, you know, we did this, that street, 24th Street. I was part of that decision to do that as well. So we just have to look at it. And it's been very difficult being on current council right now, sitting up here making the decision to delay or not accept a project when you have such a gap between the project price and the engineer's study price. That's just difficult. So we have to go with what, you know, with what staff recommends. Bonding, I'm not so sure. We'd have to get real deep into that to do we need it, do we don't need it, and, you know, there again, if it's the street, let's rate it for an A. All right, we don't need it. If it's an, you know, a B, it's kind of, you know, kind of susceptible to maybe bonding or see what we can get.